Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. And the soldiers wove a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they dressed him in a purple robe. They kept coming up to him, saying, "Hail, the King of the Jews," and striking him on the face. Pilate went out again and said to them, "Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no court case against him." So Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." When the chief priests and the police saw him, they shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him. I find no case against him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and according to that law, he ought to die because he has claimed to be the Son of God."
For our four homilies, we're working our way through John chapter 19. You may want to have John 19 open. We're on page 117 at the beginning, at least. At the end of each homily, there'll be a time of silence when we can reflect on the passage, maybe reflect on the words that some of the people up front have said, if they're helpful, and reflect particularly upon the Lord himself. Firstly, the garments of the king. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. He was stripped, removed of his garments so as to inflict the most pain on his bare skin and humiliate him. And the soldiers wove a crown of thorns and put it on his head. A crown for a king. But this crown was a crown of mockery. They laughed at him. They made fun of him. "King of the Jews, ha!" they yelled. I wonder how they felt when their own procurator put a sign above Jesus saying "King of the Jews" just a few hours later. And they dressed him in a purple robe. That robe would have stuck to the open wounds on Jesus' back and would have been agony when it was ripped off a little later. But so would the mockery have been. The King of Kings, truly the King of Kings, being disbelieved and laughed at. If only they knew. If only they knew who he really was. If only they knew what power he had. If only they knew who was really in charge here. "He ought to die because he has claimed to be the Son of God," shouted the chief priests and their police. But he was. If only they knew. Those garments were a symbol of the disdain that some of the people had for Jesus, rather than a symbol of his true kingship. Colossians 3:12 and following reminds us that our character is also a way that we are clothed. The garments of the king, the garments of compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. The garments of forgiveness and love. The garments of full submission to the will of God the Father. At the point of the greatest pressure in his life, Jesus is dressed perfectly. His compassion and his kindness for those he has come to save. His humility and meekness, lowering himself to become obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross, allowing himself to go through that ordeal. His patience, refusing to shout out abuse to his abusers, or fight back with the awesome power in his arsenal, or even refusing to stop his abuse from taking place. His forgiveness and love. "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." his submission to God the Father. Father, if you're willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. The garments of the king, garments of mockery that dress Jesus down, or garments of splendor that dress Jesus up. The garments of the king. This is Jesus in his glory, King of heaven, dying for me.